The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 16th chapter, text number 7, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 22nd, 1975, in Bombay, India.
This is a verse from 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord is describing the symptoms of the demon. His pravittincha, nivittincha. Pravitti means inclination, inclined. And nivitti means disinclined. So there are two things within this material world. Our inclination is to enjoy the senses. This is general. Everyone within this material world, even the animals, birds, bees, human beings, are more elevated than the human being, the demigods, the kinnas, many other higher types of living entities. There are different grades of living entities, 8,400,000 different bodies. So, what is their pravritti, inclination? The inclination is attraction of man and woman. This is the central point of attraction. Pumshan Sriya Mithuni Bhava Meta. The whole material world is existing on this point, sex, man and woman. So this is pravritti marga. And nivitti marga just to stop it. This is called nivitti marga. We are within this material world on account of this pravritti, sense enjoyment. Those who are inclined to sense enjoyment and do not care to know what is the aim of life, they are called asuras. And those who are trying to avoid the entanglement of this material life and revive the old original life, old original life means Krishna conscious life, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Our original consciousness is that I have got intimate relationship with Krishna as His part and parcel. That is Krishna consciousness. And my conception is the bodily conception, that I am this body, I am born in this country, therefore I belong to this nation, I belong to this community, I belong to this family, I belong to this species. This is called pravritti marga. This is scientific division, pravritti marga, nivritti marga. Why it is scientific? Because this is the fact. Science means fact. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. That is, understand, just like a man suffering from some disease. So that is not his normal life, to suffer from some disease. Normal life is to keep healthy life. No disease. That is normal life. So, in order to keep to the normal life, We must know how to cure the disease. Just like when you have got fever, you go to the doctor, he says, advises, that you do this and you do not do this. The do not do this means nivittimar, and do this pravittimar. If you are serious to cure your disease, then you must know what you should do and what you should not do. But just like a man, very foolish man, he is suffering from disease, but he does not know how to cure the disease, what to do and what not to do. Similarly, an animal like man, a two-legged man, he does not know what to do and what not to do. This is explained here. Pravittincha nivittincha jana. Pravittincha nivittincha janana vidu asura. Jana, there are two kinds of men, asura and daiva. Daiva asura evacha. There are two, throughout the whole universe, there are two classes of men. One is called daiva, another is called asura. What is the distinction? Vishnu bhakta bhavet daiva asurastak viparaja. One who knows his relationship with God, he is called daiva. And one who does not know, just like animal, they are called asura. There is no particular caste or creed that here is a caste of asura or caste of daiva. No. Anyone who knows what is God and his relationship with God, sambandha, and then work according to that relation and achieve the goal of life, he is called daiva or devata. And one who does not know this, what is the goal of life, what is God, what is my relationship with God, is asura. So, Krishna has described everything in the Bhagavad Gita, and today, this night, we are trying to explain the mission of Krishna, because the same mission is being carried out by us, beginning from Brahma. And today is a special day, the disappearance day of my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So, these acharyas, they come and they go. That is not like ordinary birth and death. It is called prakat, aprakat, abhidbhav, tirova. So, even ordinarily, nobody takes birth or nobody dies. Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit. Now what to speak of the acharyas or Bhagavan? Nobody, living entity, living being, say God is the supreme living being and we are subordinate living beings. Both of us, we are living beings. So what is the difference between the two kinds of living beings? The difference is that the one, God or Krishna, he maintains all other living beings. And we are being maintained. This is the difference. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. The plural number, living entities, we are plural number in different species of life. But we are maintained by the Supreme Being. So this is our relationship. If you understand this relationship, te ekojo bahunam vidudhati kaman, that is our little clear understanding. Just like in your office or in your factory, there is a proprietor. He is maintaining so many workers, so many clerks. and what is your duty to serve him. So, similarly, if the Supreme Being, the Supreme Proprietor, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagratavasam Sarvaloku Maheswaram Sridam Sarvabhutana Gyatka Maham Shanti Michyati. If the factory man knows that he is not the proprietor, he is not the enjoyer of the profit, the enjoyer of the profit is the proprietor of the factory, and we are workers, then there is peace. And if the workers fight amongst themselves that I am the proprietor falsely, then there is chaos. There is no production, chaos. Similarly, if we fight ourselves amongst ourselves that I am proprietor of India, you are proprietor of America, you are proprietor of Germany, this is false conception of life. Real proprietor is Krishna. If we know this, Bhokta Aram Jagga, Krishna says that, Bhokta, I am Bhokta, I am the enjoyer. Bhoktaram Jagratavasam Sarvalokumaisra. I am the final proprietor, or the supreme proprietor. That's the fact. Then there is peace. This is our relationship, that we are part and parcel. We are not non-important. The factory is going on, or the whole world is going on account of the living entities. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para. Krishna says that this beyond this material energy, bhumi rapa analavayu, khangamana buddhirevacha, vindami prakriti astadha. These eight kinds of prakriti, they are my separated energy, but there is another superior energy, jayadam dharjate jagat. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakriti. That's like same example. In the factory, there are ingredients and there are workers. So the ingredients are compared with the material energy, bhumi rapa analova. They are also the property of the proprietor. And the worker also property of the proprietor. But the workers, because they are living beings, jiva-bhuta mahabhava, jayadam dharjate jagat, those who are working for development of this material world. Same example. So, this is knowledge. We should understand that everything belonging to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nothing is manufactured by us. So, he is the proprietor, but because we are his sons, we have got the legal right to enjoy the property of the father. That is all right. This is real communism. This is actual understanding of communism. Everything belongs to God. Just like the communists, they are thinking everything belongs to the state, and the citizens must work and enjoy. So, our philosophy is the same. Only difference is that they are, what is called, ignorantly accepting the state is the proprietor. No, if they accept God is proprietor, Krishna is proprietor, then communism is very perfect. That is missing. That is missing. Actually, God is the proprietor. What is the state? That is artificial. This state, American state or African state or Russian state, these are artificial. Actually, the land belongs to God. We have demarked, this is India, this is Russia, this is America. That is the beginning of spiritual education, to understand this fact. Ishāvāsamidam sadvam yatkinchit jagatnāṁ jagat tena taktena bhandita Madhvidha kasasi dhanam. This is real understanding. Everything belongs to God. Isabas, Nidam Sarvam. Everything. And tena taktena punjita. Whatever He gives you as prasadam, just like our principle is that we are working for Krishna. This is real pleasure. Every one of us, one who is offering arati, he is also working for Krishna, and one who is building this construction temple, he is also working for Krishna. So as worker for Krishna, there is no distinction. Variety. Variety of service. So the Krishna consciousness movement means variety of service to the Supreme. The example is just like the varieties of different parts of the body. The head is there, the hand is there, the belly is there, the leg is there. The head cannot work like the leg, neither the leg can work like the brain. The hand cannot work like the belly, or belly cannot work like the hand. The varieties. Similarly, there are varieties of service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if we serve Krishna with our varieties, sakarmana tamabhavacca, then it is everything peaceful. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We do not want to stop the varieties. Varieties must be there. We are not nirvisheshvadi, impersonalist. No. We are completely personalist. Krishna is person, Radharani is person, the devotees are person, the demigods are person, the cats person, the dogs person, the cows person, the cats person. But what is the meaning of Vrindavan? Vrindavan means everyone, the father, mother of Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, Jasnamai, the gopis, the girlfriends of Krishna, Radharani and others, and the cowherd boys, and the cows, the calves, the trees, the flowers, the fruits, the water, everyone is for serving Krishna. This is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means there is variety and varieties of service, but everything for Krishna. That is Vrindavan. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is educating that the varieties of service should be concentrated for the satisfaction of Krishna. That is pravritti. And what is not satisfying Krishna against the will of Krishna, that should be avoided. That is called nivritti. Anukulla sasankalpa pratikullam vivarjanam. This is called surrender. Surrender means that Krishna asking surrender. Sarvadharman parityajyamami kanga saranam braja. What is this surrender means? Surrender means that Krishna, I am surrendering unto you. I was acting whimsically by the dictation of my different senses. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, like that. Kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesha. The shastra says, you should not steal. And an example. But I am stealing. Why? Na kamadinam kutidhana kutidha palita dunnidesha. I know I should not steal. Therefore, I go to somebody's house very secretly or push my hand very secretly in one's pocket. I know that I should not do this. But I am forced to do it. Why? Dictated by my lusty desire. So I have become servant of my six senses. Manasasthani, indriyani, prakriti sthani, krishna. This is our position. Kamadina Kulla. Everyone knows. A thief knows that if he commits theft, he will be punished either by the police or by the laws of God. Everyone knows. But he still commits theft. Why? This is dictated by the lusty desires. So, pravritti means we are dictated by our kama, krodha, lova, moha, matsarya. We should agree to be dictated by Krishna. That's all. That is intelligence. Pravritti, nivritti. Our pravritti is to abide by the dictation of the senses. And when we learn not to abide by the dictation of the senses, but to abide by the orders of Krishna or His representative, then your life is successful. This teaching, this learning means Krishna consciousness. It is not revigor. Everyone can do it. Simply has to change. Instead of being dictated by the senses, one should be dictated by Krishna. That requires qualification. Krishna is there, everyone's heart. Ishara sarvabhutana riddhese arjuna tishtati. Krishna is not far away. But you have to search out where is Krishna within your heart. That is called yoga. Dhyana avasthita tadgati namanasa pashyantinam yogin. Yogina, those who are trying to understand Krishna by the yoga process. The yoga process means controlling the senses. Without controlling the senses, you cannot practice any yoga. Nowadays it has become a fashion, meditation, yoga. But that is not bona fide. That is not bona fide, not only bona fide, that is past. Real yoga is controlling the senses and concentrating the mind to the super soul. Dhyana avasthita tadgati namanasa pashyanti yam yogi. That is the action. And first yoga is going on like that. And Krishna says also in the Bhagavad Gita, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yuman sami yuktutamo. He's first class yogi. Who? Always thinking of money. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
He's first class. So we are teaching our students to become the first class yogi. Not these yogis to reduce fat. No. That is not required. Yogi means who is always saying Krishna within the heart. Manmana bhavad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. This is first class yogi. Bhakta yogi. 24 hours. Satatam kirtayantam mam jatantascha dhirabhrita. Satatam kirtayantam. You have to fix up your mind in Krishna by the process of chanting His glory. Satatam kirtayantam mam. Not otherwise. Mam, Krishna. So people do not understand this. What he should do, what he should not do, pravritti nivritti. Because he cannot distinguish, therefore he is asura. Asura, demon, or atheist. So if we analyze the modern people throughout the whole world, you will find 99.9% all asura. But this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that is invented. Not invented, it is there in the Vedic literature. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given us this process of realizing Krishna and becoming expert in understanding what we should do and what we should not do. Pravritti nivritti. And therefore, if we know that we should not do this, we should do this, then we become immediately devata. And if we do not know what we should do or what we should not do, then we remain asura. It is not that because one is asura, he cannot become a devata. Asura can become devata, provided he knows these two things, pravritti and nivritti. So pravritti, we have got, just like we have got tendency, person at the present moment, to smoke. This is pravritti. But we say, don't smoke, nivritti. Drink. That is pravritti. Everyone, even the ant, he is also drunk. They are scientifically studied. The ants are very much fond of intoxication. Therefore they eat sugar. In the sugar, there is liquor. So, the loke babayami samudra seva nityastu jantu. Every living entity has got this tendency. Babaya. Babaya means sex life. Amisha, meat eating, and muddha, liquor, natural tendency. Therefore, the country where these things are indulged without any restriction, that is asura, the country of the asura. So, especially in the Western countries, now we have also learned, in India, either Hindus or Muslims, drinking was a sin. Now we have got very easily available liquor. Every door there is a shop, and every door there is meat shop. So, India, there was a time that they are all devatas. Now we are imitating the asuras. On the other hand, the boys and girls from the Asuric country, they are becoming the devotees, devotas. So, there is no exclusive right for a country to become devota or demon. A demon can be turned into devota, and devota can be turned into demon, provided he does not follow this pravritti nivritti. What is pravritti marga? Pravritti resang bhutana nidvitte sumahaphalam. That is life. I want to smoke. I have got tendency to smoke. Pravritti. This is pravritti resang. Everyone has got. But if you can stop it, then your life is successful. Nivritti. Therefore, this nivritti means tapasya. If I am habituated to smoke, if I am habituated to illicit sex life, if I am habituated to intoxication and gambling, etc., this is my pravritti. But if we can stop it by practice, that is called tapasya. And human life is bent for this tapasya. Tapo dibbam putra kajina suddheta satya. This of this instruction. My dear son, you practice tapasya. It's a human life is meant for tapasya. I have got tendency to do this, but that will not help me. That will degrade me. So tapasya means, instead of being degraded, being elevated. This is called tapasya. Tapo dibbam, this human life is meant for this purpose, to practice tapasya, or to practice nivritti. Then our life is successful. Tapo dibbam putana. Why tapasya? Why nivritti? Jena suddheta satta. Satta means here existence. It's not impure. Impure means that you are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. You do not die after the annihilation of this body. But I am subjected to repetition of birth and death in different species of life. This is my disease. It is not pure condition of life. Pure condition of life, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, jadgrattana nivartante taddhāma paramam. Māmupetra kaunteya dukkhālayam masāsakam Napnavanti Mahatmana Sangasiddhim Paramangata. So that is pure light. If you go to the spiritual world, to Vaikuntha Loka, Krishna's Loka, then you get your original eternal Satchitananda Vigraha, live there eternally, just like Vrindavan. They're always with Krishna, enjoying life. This is Nimitti Marga. So, there is a life, eternal life, very blissful life, full of knowledge. If we want to go back to that life, back to home, back to Godhead, then we must practice this Pravitti Nivitti Marga. So our Krishna consciousness movement is teaching this Pravitti Marga and Nivitti Marga, both. You do not do this and you do this. Do this means rise early in the morning, have Mangala Aritrik. Of course we must sleep, but not sleep like cats and dogs or animals. Simply sleeping means waste of time. The more you reduce sleeping, then you become perfect. Nidra haru vihara tadi vijito, all the Goswamis in Vrindavan, they conquered over these things. What is this? Nidra, sleeping, ahara, eating, and vihara, and sense pleasure. This is called sannyas life, reducing, sleeping, reducing, eating. This is pravritti marga. We think if I can eat voraciously, like an elephant, then my life is successful. No, that is not success life. If you can live without any food, that is success. That is success. This is called nivritti marga. But that is not practical. Therefore, if we promise that we shall not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna, that is tapas. If you don't go to the restaurant and eat anything nonsense, that is pravritti. But if you want to stop that restaurant going, then you take Krishna prasadam, Krishna varo dayamaya kari vare jivhajaya, sab prasadanna dilavaya. Krishna is ready. So many nice palatable dishes you take and stop this restaurant going. This is Krishna's dharma. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yumi vakta pridichati. Krishna does not say, bring something from the restaurant or this or that. He says, patram pushpam phalam toyam yumi vakta pridichati. Anything, little leaf, little flower, little water. Krishna is not hungry, but Krishna is so kind that he has come to you so that you can touch him, you can dress him, you can decorate him, you can offer him, and you can deal with him as servant, as friend, as son, as lover. In so many ways, Krishna is giving you chance. So, in the Kanishtha Adhikari, in the beginning, it is not that Kanishtha, beginning. Anyone immediately becomes so advanced. It is not advancement, it is foolishness. Just like somebody, they declare that Krishna is everywhere. Why should he go to the temple? But if Krishna is everywhere, he is not in the temple. What is this argument? If Krishna is everywhere, he is also in the temple. But in the temple, I worship directly, and what is the utility? That Krishna is everywhere, I am not so advanced that I can see everywhere Krishna. Who can see Krishna everywhere? That is very advanced stage. Premanjana charita bhakti bilochanena santasya daiva hridayeshu bilokayanti. If you become so advanced that you cannot live without Krishna for a moment, then Krishna is everywhere. Where is that? Don't. Where is that training? Where is that advancement? Even if I try to meditate, I meditate upon my wife, upon my children, upon my business. This is not the stage of seeing Krishna everywhere. That requires training. That requires advanced knowledge. Praying. Krishna is so kind. If a devotee cannot live for a moment without saying Krishna, he is visible everywhere. Not for the neophyte devotee. So there are different stages. This is not fact that Krishna is within your mind, therefore you should not go to the temple, you have become so advanced. No. Better go to the temple and see Krishna. Krishna is not different. Acce Siladhi Guru, Acce Vishnu Siladhi Guru Su Naramati. Do not consider that here is a stone, Krishna. Krishna is everything. Stone is also Krishna. Simply, you have to be qualified how to talk with stone Krishna. That is your qualification. You have to qualify yourself. Otherwise, Krishna is stone, Krishna is water, Krishna is sky, everything. So, this is the philosophy. Krishna says, Bhumi rāpa nalo bhāyo kham buddhi manari vata. I am everything. That's a fact. So, why do you say there is stone Krishna? Krishna is everything. If you have got that eyes to see, you can see Krishna everywhere and everything. So this is the beginning. Therefore, you require pravritti nivritti to understand how you should think, how you should live, how you should eat, how you should sleep. This training is required. Why it is required? Because to get out of this material bondage, where the birth, death, old age, disease is compulsory. If you want to avoid this, because you are eternal, na hannate hannamane sarire, why don't you think that if I am eternal, why am I accepting birth, death, old age and disease? This is intelligence. Athāta brahma jignāsa. This is Vedānta Sutra. Now you should inquire how you can get out of this material and time. So my Guru Maharaj, in the parampara system, Krishna comes also, that jadā-jadāhi dhanma-saglāni bhavati bhār. This is dhanma-saglāni. One does not know what is his duty, aim of life. Everyone, 99%. This is dhanma-saglāni. Tadātmānam sijāmaham. To teach the rascal people to understand what is his duty, what is his aim of life. So not only Krishna comes, but his representatives also come. Krishna is so kind. He leaves book. He leaves his representative. He comes himself. In so many ways, he is trying to give us the benefit. But we are foolish persons, asura. We do not take the advantage and continually suffer. Mura janmani janmani. Birth after birth is suffering. So this Krishna consciousness, Mumbai, is so beneficial that it wants to benefit the whole human society. How to stop this process of repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. So my Guru Maharaj also came for this purpose, and we are also trying to follow his footsteps, and we are teaching our disciples to do the same thing, evam parampara praptam. So, this is not a new movement or some invented ism. It is old, at least for 5,000 years. What Krishna spoke, the other followers of the soul spoke the same thing, and we are also speaking the same thing. It is up to you to take advantage of it or not. Thank you very much.